Hey y'all, this is Sarah Tiana.
And this is John Reed.
And just so y'all know, y'all are listening to the Fried Podcast, but John and I recorded a lot of these episodes
out of order.
Yeah.
We didn't know when what was going to happen.
We didn't know what we thought there was going to be a nuclear war, and
yeah,
I guess that we were wrong about that.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
But don't worry, because none of these are dated in any way. It's all, they're all evergreen.
They're all fun, so
they'll
it doesn't matter
forever.
What order, so, but don't send us a bunch of tweets. They're like, hey,
yeah,
this already happened.
But you just enjoy it. How about that?
How about that?
And thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried.
Yeah, he does.
On a Friday night.
Who don't?
Who doesn't?
Welcome to the first ever episode of Fried.
I know.
With Sarah Tiana.
That's me.
And John Reap.
That's
me.
That's you.
What is this show? Well, we're going to figure it all out together. But basically, two Southern comedians living in Southern California, making their way any way they know how.
Yeah.
Yeehaw, y'all.
Yeah, we're both Southern people, and now we live in Southern California.
Yep.
And
I feel like we could, we have to be able to go both ways. That sounds weird. To be able to identify and adapt.
Southern. Going
right.
Both ways.
What's he mean by that?
What do you mean?
I don't know if I like him.
People already turned it off.
I know. But, you know, we both have to function and live in California, even though we have this Southern accent and have to get around it.
Yep.
You know, I get, prejudged a lot
mm-hmm.
because of the way I sound out here. But then when I go home to them, I sound different.
Yeah. I sound like a Yankee or something.
They're like, look at that fancy smartphone.
Oh, look at who
Ooh,
you are.
I guess you're too good for a cord.
You've changed.
You ain't the
That's
same Hollywood.
Hollywood. Did they call you Hollywood?
I got one buddy calls me Hollywood.
Oh, man. I get Hollywood a lot.
And he'll see me. He'll look me straight up and down. Check out the whole outfit. Look
Which
at the
is
shoes.
So Hollywood.
Yeah, he's doing
judging
it.
Judging somebody by their
I think
outfit.
He actually kind of likes it. You know, but he pretends not to. Anyway, we're going to start off. I think so far this is amazing. This is going to be easy.
So far, we should be the number one podcast based on our opening.
And how can people contact us, by the way, if they want to get in touch with us? I guess just go to our social media pages.
Yeah, I think just Twitter.
You know, Twitter's good.
I'm at Instagram.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's at Sarah Tiana, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tiana.
There
I'm just kidding. Like, that's the hard part. Like
that's
a tiara.
Hilarious. Well, there's a Sarah without the H, too.
Yeah. I have an H. Sarah with an H. Tiana with a Tiana.
Yeah. I'm a John, no H.
Yeah, see?
J-O-N.
I stole your H.
You can have it. My H is not only silent, it's not even present.
Oh.
It didn't even show up.
It's like you in the third grade.
That's right. Exactly right. I'm a Jonathan, actually. So with the Jonathan, I don't make people do the three syllables. I just go John. Just knock off the athun.
Athun.
Yeah. I'll just be John. J-O-N-R-E-E-P. Reap at Twitter. That's where I'm at. Facebook. All that stuff. Anyway, we want to get started by doing like a personal question.
Yeah. We think that like there's not enough people that ask personal questions anymore. People always just ask the basics, who you are, where you're from, what you do.
And then it's like we don't want to just throw our bio at you, you know, the listeners. It's also, I feel like there'll be people checking us out who's never considered checking us out before because we're in this network.
Well, I don't know about you, but I get checked out.
Yeah, no,
you're absolutely right.
So it's a good way to, you know, get to know us a little bit without just sitting here going like, well, I did this.
Like without asking your whole life story.
Yeah.
I just want to ask little increments at a time because you and I have known each other for a long time, but we don't really know each
Correct.
Other.
That's true.
So part of this podcast is us really
getting to know each other.
Each other.
Very intimate moments. You guys get to hear it.
Yeah, because we both grew up in the South, but we grew up very different.
Yes.
So I guess like the one thing I wanted to ask you, because I think that this says a lot about who you become and
mm-hmm.
who you were. And I want to know what your first job was.
Oh, my first job.
Your J-O-B.
My
like
J-O-B.
And I mean like a working job.
Oh, this was a...
I don't mean like...
You know, I was working at 16.
With a hand or a mouth.
No, this was a real job.
Okay.
I, at 15, actually,
mm-hmm.
you get a work permit.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at a golf course. And I would ride my bike to this golf course and then push the lawnmower around all day. I mean, it was like the best shape I ever been in. Of course, I was 15, 16. Who's not? But I would ride my bike there and then push this lawnmower uphill a lot. You know,
both
had to
ways.
Do both ways. As soon as I said that, that's what I thought it sounded like. But it was kind of a pain in the butt. The groundskeeper guy did kind of remind me a little bit of Bill Murray from what's that movie? The movie where Bill Murray is the groundskeeper.
Caddyshack,
thank you. I said Groundhog Day.
Well.
He's great in that, too.
Yeah.
And there is a groundhog in Caddyshack. So that's where that's
yeah,
what happened in my head.
Yeah, it does get confusing.
So it makes sense. Anyway.
Yeah.
So this dude was, this is a crazy story. He was trying to show us how to use this fairway mower. Now, the fairway mowers are these gigantic mowers.
They're wider, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. And so he was trying to show us how to use this fairway mower, and he was... He said, you got to get up against these trees, but, you know, you got to lean down because the branches are going to, you know, so just kind of lean down. And he's yelling as he's doing it because the lawnmower is so loud. And all of a sudden he comes out from under this tree and he's got a black snake on his shoulder.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And he didn't know it either.
No. Oh, so it wasn't like a pet. It was like an accident.
No, it fell out of the tree. And he just came out.
And a black one, that those are real poisonous.
Yeah, right? I like, think so.
Like
and, he's just still talking. Like, say it's not that hard, blah, blah, like that. We go, you got a black snake! He's like, what? Said, you got a black! It took him like 5 seconds to find out.
But
and then he saw it, and he just flinged that thing off his shoulder.
He did.
And he jumped off the mower, and the mower was still going by itself down the fairway. Eventually had to chase the mower back down. But that was interesting. The
well,
first time I saw somebody faint was at that job as well.
What? Wait, first of all, it's very difficult to talk to somebody when they're mowing the lawn.
Yes. You have to scream at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's...
Always hate people try to have a conversation with me and there's a lawnmower still going. I'll look at them right in the face and go, hang on. Turn it off.
You say it just
now
like that.
Proceed.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Hang on. I mouth it so they can see, hang on. But yeah.
Okay.
That was a crazy... The best shape I've ever been in, and making $3.35 an hour. That was minimum wage back then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what you said, you saw somebody pass out.
Yeah. There are people who faint at the sight of blood.
Oh yeah.
Right. Just
I've heard about that.
Yeah. So that's how I knew that Chad.
Chad.
Passed out. He.
Chad sounds like somebody that would definitely pass
his
out.
His last name is Hunsucker. Do you know a Hunsucker?
No, I don't. I mean, not like the last name.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
know somebody that I would probably call that.
Yeah, right. Oh, this could be like a sweet name. He's my little Hunsucker.
He's a real Hunsucker of a man.
So it was a rainy, kind of a wet day, and the grass got caked up at the bottom of the lawnmower on the blades. And so, like, he flipped it over and was just sort of, like, raking with his hand the grass off this blade, and it just... cut his hand.
Oh, okay. So it didn't start up. Oh, my God.
No, he was just swiping it, and he cut his hand, and he looked up, and he was staring at his hand, and then blood just started slowly cut. It took a minute for the blood to come out. He's just looking at it, and the blood just started dripping down his hand, and he just went like, he just passed out, just fell down. And I thought he was joking, so I just go, ha-ha! Good one, Chad! You look like you really passed out! And the groundskeeper guy's like, hey, God damn it. And he came over there and tried to, you know, revive him. But
I wonder how many people in the South die because everybody thinks they're just joking.
Yeah.
You know?
I've often wondered that, like, even on stage, like if I do something where, you know, maybe I pass out or, I don't know, something could happen to you on stage. Maybe
right.
you, you know, choke on something. And people think, like, it looks like he's really joking.
Or just choking.
Just choke in general.
Well, I remember at the Comedy Store one night, one of the girls that used to work the booth, she started having a seizure.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, they're calling my name to go up. I'm the first one up.
Did you see it happen?
Yes. And I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I, like, call him.
Were you the only one to see it at the time? Like, were other people watching her have this seizure?
Yeah,
like,
everyone's just staring. Like, somebody call, like, 911 or, like, get a spoon so that she doesn't, like, choke or, like, bite her tongue or choke on her tongue or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, they keep calling my name, and I'm like, oh, like, I'm going up. And I'm trying to, like...
What do I do?
Yeah.
Do I do stand-up or do I save a life?
Yeah.
Such a hard decision. It is weird. They're calling your name.
They're calling
you
my name, and I just
there.
Was. Then I just didn't also know what to say to the audience.
But also, because if you go up there and she's having a seizure, she's
yeah.
going to be like heckling you in a weird way.
Yes.
She's
going to
mess up your set.
Well, that's kind of what it did.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't know what to. Like, I'm like, how do I tell jokes right now? And there's
yeah.
a girl having a seizure in
right.
the back, and like I was all nervous and worried that, you know, other people came over, so that's why I went on stage. I wasn't just, okay, like, yeah, leaving her. But she was just, like, hitting the chairs, you know, and I was real nervous, and oh, man.
And see some of that work there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Do I know this person?
I don't know. Her name was Sarah.
Does she always have seizures? I mean, like, some people just get them a lot.
Yeah, every day. Like, we were just there.
That was her 11:30 seizure.
She had the 11:30 seizure.
Usually they're 10:30. We'll save this one for Sarah. What time is Sarah going on? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to my schedule that seizure for Sarah's spot.
I mean, you should do it during Brody's spot.
Yeah.
He can handle it.
Oh, yeah. He does better crowd work. It's what he does.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, it was very, it was terrifying, and well, but also terrifying for me because I didn't know what to say once I got up there.
Well, what was, I want to. Should I do the same question to you? Like, what was your first job, or can I ask a different personal question?
You can ask me a different one. My first job was really not that interesting. I worked at the Nike outlet in town.
That's it. That's the whole story.
That's pretty much it.
Shoe store. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Clothing, yeah.
It reminds me, I actually worked at a shoe store for a minute, and when I was going to college in Raleigh, there was a shoe store in the mall called Athletic Attic. And I worked there for a little bit. It was a week I worked there, and the boss was a dick, and he was mean. I would go try. It's a huge warehouse in the attic that all these shoes are, and they all look the same to me. And I'm like, I don't know which one. And it took me forever to find a pair of shoes, and there'd be just people,
like,
waiting around. Probably, but I couldn't comprehend this.
Oh.
And so it took me forever to come down with shoes, and he would just bitch me out in front of people. And I was like, well, I'm going to quit, but I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to make sure I mess his day up.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't. I walked in one day, it was a Friday. I was dressed in the outfit. I go, paycheck's here? He's like, yeah. I was like, well, I'm here a little early. I'm going to go ahead and just take this and take it on down to the bank, and I'll be right back. He's like, well, you got 10 minutes. I go, don't worry about it. Never came back.
That's
didn't call,
great.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. But that was a shoe story. I want to know, here's your personal question, Sarah Tiano.
Okay.
Your first kiss, what was it like? Was it good? How old were you? Where did it happen? What was she like?
I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
And it was at the Martin Triple Theater, which is the movie theater in my hometown.
Okay.
And
Martin Triple Theater.
Yeah.
Three screens, I'm guessing.
Yes,
three screens.
The Martin Triple.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I think his name was Ryan. And I just remember it was knockout. Like, I was just like, I mean, it
did
was
he
just
come at
so
you,
much tongue. Like, so much tongue.
Old big old French kiss.
Yeah, and I compared him to, like, a lizard when my friends asked, and then he got, like, that reputation.
Oh, no.
And I
that devastated
did not mean
him.
To do that. but I was just, like, people asked, and, I just always told, like, if you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Right. I'm going to answer the question.
Yeah. And to where it got me in trouble a lot when I was growing up. I mean, I think that's probably why I got bullied on the bus. Because I always, the principal asked the question. He's like, who has stereos on this bus? I'm like, that guy does.
Right there. It's in his pocket.
He asked me.
Yeah.
So that's when that guy would. I used to bring a baton to school every day.
A baton?
Yeah.
Was that what you did? Were you in the baton twirler?
No, I did not know how to twirl it.
Did you dabble in magic?
No. It was a gold baton with little red ends. And I just always wanted to learn how to twirl the baton. So I would just carry it around.
So just in case.
And twist it in my hand, but I didn't know how
to. You couldn't twirl it, you just twist it like that.
So the guys on the bus, like, they hated me, and they would take the baton and hold me against the seat with it. I know.
No.
I get little bruises.
The dudes? The guys that do that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They were bigger than me. I mean, I always felt like they were in, like, 12th grade, but they were probably just in 5th.
The guy that you kissed, your first kiss,
Ryan.
What was it? Ryan.
I think that was his name,
What does he do now? Do you know where he's at?
No,
what
I never
his
saw
life
him.
Is like?
I never saw him after middle
Do you remember
school.
His last
he probably
name?
Quit school after.
He may have hung himself. Ryan, I hope you're still alive, if you're out there.
Yeah.
Do you think he remembers this kiss? Probably. It's devastating if he's a lizard. Like a flea stack of a human being.
He turned into a lizard. That's what he does now. He's
all right.
He lives on a golf course in Hickory, North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I've seen you. Oh, he's amazing. He's always like going, Aflac.
Something like that.
Oh, that's the duck. Never mind.
It's okay.
But there is a lizard, too.
But, I don't know why.
Why a lizard? Was his skin, was his tongue scaly?
I don't know. I never kissed a lizard. I guess it was just like, it felt like sharp, and it would just stick, it would just like stick
they
me.
They just cram it down your mouth?
Yeah. To where I was like,
how long do you think this kiss lasted? Was it a good, just 5 seconds?
It's probably a good bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And it's the first time that someone had you know, a tongue in your mouth.
Like, together by ourselves. Like,
was it in the theater?
Yeah. It was in the
back.
Was
it before the movie started? Was it?
Probably.
I wonder, do you remember the movie at all?
No.
Like, I'm curious.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't anything. It had to be something PG enough for us to
I wish we could contact him.
In.
I'd like to interview him. See what he's... I want to hear his side of this.
Oh, I would not want to hear his side. Do you remember your first kiss?
First French kiss. Yeah.
Okay.
Karen. No. Fulbright. No.
Ryan.
Campbell. Something Campbell. Anita Campbell, I think. Yeah. I remember...
Tevin Campbell.
yeah. But I remember the tongue feeling weird to me because, you know, I've never felt that before. Because it's got the little, you know, taste buds on it. So it's kind of like sandpaper in a weird way. And I'm like, as I'm doing, I'm like, oh,
maybe
this is a different feeling.
Maybe she just had something hot that day.
Yeah. Well, that's why I thought maybe you thought he was like a lizard because of the taste buds or like scales.
Oh, I don't really remember tasting his taste buds.
Can you taste buds?
I don't know.
I wonder what they taste like.
I don't know.
Well, okay. So I'd like to, put that down on the list. We're going to contact Ryan at some point and figure out.
Yeah, put that on the list.
Put that on the
list.
Sure.
We don't know who we're talking to right now.
Typing it into. I'm telling my listeners, our listeners, to remember to ask us that on at Sarah Tiana on Twitter or at John Reap, JONREEP. So far, we're off to a running start.
We really are. We're really killing the podcast.
How do you think this is going?
I think it's fine. I don't know. I've no. You're more. You're better at podcasts than me. This is my first time ever doing it.
That's like saying a guy who's been married 3 times is better at marriage. Is he?
Well.
He's good at divorce.
Man, I've always wanted to be a second wife.
Yeah.
Like, just a guy that's already been through it, that's like, now he knows what he doesn't want.
Right.
To me, that's more important.
That's good. I'm going to sell that like that for the next girl for me. That's actually, it's pretty good. Or not the second wife at the same time. You don't want to be like a weird Mormon family.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a segment that I think we're going to try and do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother
is
going to review movies. My mama's name is Betty.
Right.
Now we can come up with a good name for this. My dad calls her Betty Boo.
Okay.
So I could call it Betty Boo's Movie Reviews.
Oh, Betty's Boovie Reviews.
Boovie Reviews. Because she hates all of them.
Yeah. She doesn't like Boo. So Boovie Reviews, I think, is cool.
Betty's Boovie Reviews. That's interesting. So we're going to have her call in. I'll just text her this number. This might take a while. I should probably just call her. And have her review a movie. Now, my mom is in Hickory, North Carolina. And
you said that her and your dad, and your dad's name is?
David.
Yeah, so Betty and David.
Betty and David.
Every Tuesday, they go to the movies.
That's right.
And so when John and I were talking about doing this podcast, I was saying, I'd like to have movie reviews, but done by someone who's not a professional, but does see a lot of movies. And you said, oh, she sees so many movies, so.
She does. Hey, Mama, don't start talking yet. I want to give you a phone number.
Oh, you can plug her
in. Oh, I can plug her into this thing?
You want to plug her
in? Oh, here we go. Yeah. But I'm going to need that thing, too.
You're going to need this thing?
Yeah. Hang on, Mama.
Oh, man.
She's great.
She's probably so...
I love technology.
Have you ever made her hang on before?
All right. Are you there?
Oh, man.
Let's see here. Does this work? Can you hear her?
I can't hear her.
Mama?
Are you
Mama!
There? Are you okay?
Where'd you go? Well, this ain't working. I'll just have her call in. All right.
Okay.
All right, Mom.
We can just
I'm going to text you a phone number, okay?
We'll cut this out.
And then I want you to call this number, all right? Okay. Bye. All right. Yeah, are you pausing? All right, good.
Yeah, it's fine.
I should have told her the number. I don't know why I said I'm going to text to her. This is going to take... I'm calling... No,
this
I'll text
is...
her.
I mean, Sarah and John learning technology, that could be, I mean, there's a reason we don't have a technology podcast.
Well, yeah, we should start app reviews.
Well, I would like for Betty to do other reviews.
That would be good.
And I think, you know, I think we should have her review other podcasts.
That's funny. When me and John Heffern were doing a podcast together, we thought it'd be funny to invent a ranking a podcast that that ranks for the podcast. So we bought the URL, Podcast Ranking Association and mm-hmm. Podcast Federation, and we gave ourselves the title of the best podcast in the world. So.
Well, that would be so weird.
I hand out awards called the Potties.
The best podcast in the world, but it was ranked lower.
Yeah, right. We're third. We don't like our podcast that much.
It's like ranking religions, you know? You're like, how do you rank?
Right.
Who's number one?
I'm hoping she calls. I mean, we just talked to her. Will it ring in my ear?
No.
Okay.
This is our sound engineer, by the way.
Hey, sound engineer.
Hey, guys.
You're probably on a lot of these shows, huh? This network.
What's your name again?
Aaron.
It's nice to meet you, buddy.
I'm going to ask that 8 times, yeah. I guarantee.
Aaron, E-R-I-N?
Of course not.
No, I'm kidding. It's the double A, right?
Double A.
I like that.
R-O-N.
Double A.
A twice.
R-O-N.
All A's, baby.
All A's. Yeah, another thing John Reef ain't never got.
No. What kind of high school student were you?
I was good.
Did you make all A's?
Yeah.
I got
a B. I got a couple B's. So I wasn't a 4.0. I was like a 3.87 or something.
That's pretty good, though.
I graduated cum laude from college, though.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, did you get a scholarship?
Yeah, I had a bunch of scholarships.
God damn you.
Yeah.
I'm the exact opposite of you. I went to a community college for 2 years.
Oh.
Okay. First of all, high school C's, D's. Occasional.
Oh, really?
B or A if it's like P. Something easy. And then so I had to go to a community college. So I went to a community college for 2 years.
CC's.
Oh, and the college is Catawba Valley Community College. So it was all CVCC. It looked very Russian. Anyway, 2 years there, C's still, and then tried to transfer to NC State. I got a 4-year degree in about 7 years.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That is an honor.
So I graduated, but it took me a minute. So Mama's not calling? God, Lord, Mom. Let me call her back. Oh, she's texting me.
Okay.
The three dots are popping.
The three dots.
She's thinking.
She's probably, maybe she's not near a phone or she can't call with her.
Just talk to her on the phone. Just
cell phone. She has a cell phone?
Will not let me call this number. What is she talking about?
Does she have a long distance plan?
Yeah, she should. Oh my gosh. This is hilarious. I'm calling her back right now. I'm going to put her on speakerphone. You think this will work a little bit? We'll see.
Oh, man.
Hello?
What do you mean it won't let you call that number?
It went to Verizon and said we aren't able to make this call from this number.
Do you not have long distance or what kind of plan do you have?
Yeah, it's Verizon.
That's weird. So, okay. Well, how do we make this work then? Can she
put her on the mic? Why don't you just say it right there? Yeah, just do it on the mic.
Can you hear?
Yeah, we can hear her really good.
All right, Mama. Well, here we go. Everybody, this is Betty Reap. We'll figure this out in the future.
Hi, Betty.
Hey.
That's Sarah Tiana. She's my, we're doing this podcast together. We're calling it Fried. And,
okay.
And they're going to come out on Fridays. but anyway, you're going to be a segment. And I know you and Dad, you go to movies on Tuesdays, right?
Yes. We're going to the movies as soon as we finish talking today.
Oh, nice. What are you going to go see?
Tonight we're going to go see In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem.
Okay. Where's that playing?
At the Carmack, AMC now.
Right.
Oh, they changed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the AMC's taken over everywhere you go. Yeah. Do you know what AMC stands for, Mom?
American Movie Corporation, I guess.
I'd believe that one. Do you know, I went bowling in Hickory, and the bowling is AMF. Do you know what AMF stands for?
American Machine Foundry.
Factory.
Wow.
So close.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Most people don't. They used to make all kinds of stuff, cars, lawnmowers, and they just, I guess the bowling thing took off. All right. So what movie are we talking about today?
Okay, we didn't go last week because there wasn't anything on we wanted to see, but 2 weeks ago we went to see Everything.
Right.
Everything.
Twice. That's a little redundant, isn't it? Everything. No, everything.
Everything.
And what? Tell us about that. I've never heard of that movie.
It's about this 17-year-old beautiful black girl and her mother, who is a doctor, and they live in this beautiful house. And years earlier, they had lost their the husband, dad, and son, brother, to a car accident.
Oh. Husband, dad, son, and, brother?
And it was
Tommy. All of them? Wait, say that. What was that last part? Who died?
Husband,
The father and the son.
Okay.
Okay.
He died.
Yes. And she had been getting sick a lot and in and out of the doctors. And so after the father and son died, she had never, that she could ever remember, been out of her house. She'd always been in sort of like a bubble, which the house was her bubble. You had to be de-germed as soon as you walked in their front door. You were de-germed, and
oh my.
So you can go in and see her and everything.
Anyway, so this is a comedy.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay. she was the only entertainment she had was her nurse, who stayed with her until the mother got home from work, and the internet. And it was getting harder and harder for her to remember her dad and her brother, and she was sad a lot of the times, and of course she was lonely.
Even with the internet.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Well, so what do they call it everything? Why is it called everything?
Well, after I tell you the story,
you can there's two ways you can take it.
All right, let's go.
Okay. After they just celebrated her 17th birthday, they had some new neighbors to move in. It was a mother and father who fought all the time, and a son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days after they moved in, they went to, well, he had noticed this girl from his bedroom window, and they waved at each other. And so the next day they came over with a cake to introduce themselves. And he said, "Is your daughter at home?" And she said, "No," and shut the door.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And
in your face.
So the boy already knew that she was there, but the next day they waved at each other again and just sort of started talking, reading each other's lips, and he found out that she was sick and she couldn't come outside. Well, this nurse knew from the way her attitude had changed and everything that she had met this boy and really liked him, and she wanted him to be able to come into the house so they could really see each other. So she arranged for that to happen without the mother knowing, and of course he had to be de-germed, and he sat at one end of the room and she sat at the other, and they talked and they really clicked and they exchanged emails, and so they talked by email every day. And so one day she decided she was going to sneak out of the house, and so she went over to see him when he came out, and he said, "What are you doing out here?" And she said, "I just had to see what it smelled like out here and everything." So he made her go back. And then she got on the internet and found out that she could order her own credit card.
Oh, boy.
And had a credit limit of like $5,000, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ordered, and he had told her, he said, "Well, what one thing would you want to do if you could go outside your house?" She said, "I want to see the beach." And then he told her about how beautiful Hawaii was.
Mm-hmm.
And he noticed from all her pictures that she had some pictures of Hawaii, and he said the water is just crystal clear and it's just absolutely beautiful. You can do so much. So she put two tickets for them to fly to Hawaii, and they got a really nice room.
Nice, so living it up, maxing that credit card out.
Huh?
I said she was going to max out that credit card.
Yes. And so they had several fabulous days of snorkeling and learning to swim and hikes and sightseeing, and then she got sick. So he had to take her to the hospital in Hawaii, and they ran all kinds of tests and everything. The boy got afraid, so he called home, and then the next thing you know, she was waking up in the hospital, and the mother was there, and the boy had already been sent home. And the mother said, she said, "I'm sorry, Mama, I should have listened to you." And the mother said, "Well, that's okay. We're going to get you back home, and everything's going to be okay." So the next week, they're at home, and she received a call from a doctor in Hawaii telling her about her results and everything. And she said, I know. I have some type of immune deficiency disorder, and I can't go outside anymore, and I'm going to die if I do." And he said, "No, that's not it at all. I find no signs of you being that sick. You just got a virus."
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And so she confronts her mother that night when she comes home, and the mother confesses that, you know, she had lost so much when she lost her husband and her son, and she didn't want to face losing her one day.
So she lied.
Didn't let her get exposed to going to school and meeting friends and falling in love and leaving home. So, if everything, if the mother lost everything,
There we go.
Now her daughter, because the daughter packed up and left, and I think she went to New York to start a life of her own. And
And now the mother, that's, she was living with her mother, right?
Yeah, now
she has nothing, nothing.
Nothing, nothing. She lost everything, everything.
Oh, she did. Okay. Wow.
And the girl has everything, everything now. She
okay.
She gets to go where she wants to go. She gets
to... She didn't need to be de-germed at all.
No.
Well, I wonder what kind of stuff they were using for the de-germing process. Probably just some, like, Wix air freshener.
You know, like... You know, she was giving her injections all the time.
Oh, gosh. Is this a true story?
B12 or what? Yes, all kinds of medicine and everything.
Is it a true story, Mom?
No, it wasn't a true story.
Oh. Well, someone's a good writer.
Well, what did she think about it? What's her review?
Yeah, tell us what you... Did you like it? Two thumbs up, whatever. We'll figure out something for Betty to have her own, like, thumb up or thumb down type of situation.
Okay, I would say four thumbs up.
Four thumbs.
Thumbs down
because...
Five thumbs down.
You're telling
down.
Me you've got four thumbs?
Well, okay, two thumbs. Well, I don't know.
You said five thumbs down and four thumbs up.
There you go.
Okay.
Anyway, it was good in that the girl finally got to be out from under her mother's control and experience life, but it was sad that her mother lost everything.
That's right. So did you like this movie? Do you like this movie or not?
Yes, I like it.
And would you recommend others to go see it?
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. So there you go. Betty Boo's movie reviews.
Yay! Hey, buddy.
Okay.
That's your first one. We're going to try and do this every week.
So go see movies that you don't even want to see.
Yeah, that's right. You should go see movies that you would never watch and then come back and tell us about it.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's one. You can do
that.
You know,
you're not going to like that one?
Captain Underpants is on. I don't want to see that.
You want to see that? Is that next on the dot? Is that what y'all are going to see tonight? Oh, no, you said the Jerusalem.
I live with Captain Underpants.
That's David Reap. That's my dad. He's Captain Underpants.
Oh, he is.
Well, there's a movie coming out called Captain Underpants.
Yes, I know.
But
it's
he's also happened to be.
What's her favorite movie this year? Does she have a favorite?
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What was the name of that soldier that didn't want to carry arms? And
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah. What?
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yes, that was the best movie.
Yeah, I saw that one. It's pretty good. The
What's
fight
the
scenes
worst?
Are amazing.
And Fences was good. And what was the one about
Fences.
The black women that worked in the air? Figures.
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
What
Hidden
about the worst?
That was good.
What's the one that you hated the most? Don't say Into the Storm, because your son's in that one.
No.
This year.
The one.
What's Dad doing in the background?
He is eating cottage cheese and peaches.
Of course he is. Tell him to quiet down. I can hear the bowl clinking around back there. There's got to be one that you don't like. Maybe we'll get that on the next movie review. So next time, how about this? You'll review whatever you saw, and then you can try to think of something that you didn't like, and we'll go from there. How's that?
Okay. That sounds good.
All
Thank
right.
you, Betty.
Thanks, Mama.
You're welcome. Love
we'll you. Figure out the phone call, the phone situation next time. All right. I love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
That felt like a book report.
Woo! I told her to be ready.
Spoiler
I didn't know she was going to be that
alert.
Ready. Yeah. Spoiler alert, number one. Number two, Aaron, is there a way you think we could maybe just speed up the audio to that for when this comes out? So we're actually like, yeah, it just goes a little quicker.
Oh, no. I thought it was great.
It was great, but I'm like.
Well, I don't know what it was about, so I was kind of excited to hear what it was about. It sounds interesting.
They're going to. I think. Are they going to some weird independent theater?
It sounds like it. Does Hickory have an independent movie theater?
No, I don't know why they picked the
down at the Carmine.
The Fight for Jerusalem. Never heard of that one either. It's coming out. They're going to see these weird art house movies. Man, my parents are so eclectic.
No wonder they ain't never seen any of your movies.
Yeah, that's right. Like, well, we don't normally go see dumb things. We like real stories.
I already got a Captain Underpants at home.
That was good.
I don't need to go into the store.
I live with Captain Underpants. He's eating cottage cheese and peaches. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, at some point we'll get my dad in there, too, in the mix. He doesn't sound as my dad. I make fun of my dad all the time in my act.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes out of his way to not sound stupid. You know what I mean? So he'll like, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? You know, because he knows it's coming.
He sounds highfalutin.
Well,
when
he tries
talking
to. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, to other people.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
So your parents do come to your shows?
Sometimes.
Yeah, my parents come to mine.
If it's close by.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It can't be far.
No. The older they get, the harder it is for them to show up, you know?
Yeah.
And my dad knows he's going to get roasted every time, so.
Oh, see, my dad, like, looks forward to it.
Do you roast your dad?
No.
Oh, just to your shows.
I just have a couple of jokes about him, but he just died. Like, you know, my dad, like, thinks he's the funny one.
Yeah.
You know, which is. My dad is notorious for telling a setup, not a punchline. Like, he'd be like, I think they should make Michael Jackson black again. And then he'll just bust out laughing.
Oh, that's a unique way of telling jokes. Just get it all out. The punchline is also the setup.
And my mom's just standing there, like, rolling her eyes,
that's
you know?
Funny.
And, but my mom is the funny one. Like, my mom is, like, is very, she'll just say things under her breath.
Yeah.
You know, she's just kind of sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
Very sarcastic, okay. I should say. Like, my dad would come home and me and my sister would be watching TV and be like, gosh, turn that down so loud. And my mom would come home and be like, you know what, girls? I think it is so great that y'all have the volume up so loud because our neighbors, they can't afford cable. And it's so great.
I think if
you could turn it up a little bit louder because there's a couple more neighbors down the road. They're a little bit further. And we're like, oh, okay, Mom.
Fine. We get it, Mom.
We get it.
That you know? Is hilarious.
So she was just always, she's, you know, very much the funny one.
Yes.
And she makes the cat bandanas, so I have to tell her I love her the most.
She makes bandanas for the cat?
No, so I sell cat bandanas and dog bow ties at my shows.
Oh,
that's
nice.
What I sell. My mom is a seamstress, so she's the one that makes them.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the heir to catbandana.com. Did you not know that?
I did not know that. I want to own one. I don't have a cat, but I will have the bandana.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should definitely have
We should
one.
Exchange merch. That should be a thing that we do.
Yeah, like, merch.
This segment is, what new merch do you have? And can I have it?
Yeah, sure. Give it to me.
I sell these little hats.
Yeah, I know. I like those.
We'll put that up on the, we'll put a link to that. It's at johnreap.com. Just click on the store.
Yeah.
You can get you one. And then we'll go to your website and get a cat bandana. So we have another segment we're going to do, right?
Well, our last segment.
Yep. Now we're at 37 now, so this might, we're shooting for an hour, right, Aaron?
He's we're like, going to shoot for 45, talk to me. Maybe. To 45.
Oh, 45 is good.
45 is good.
There we go. And if you guys want more, if you like these,
people.
You know, let us know. Because we're very flexible. We're trying to, like, we want to make you happy.
And if you don't like them, just send all those to John Heffron.
There you go.
He's very chill about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I just talked to Betty Reap, who is in Hickory, North Carolina. That's
Hickory.
Where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory, well, it's kind of famous. It used to be the furniture capital of the world.
Oh.
It used to be it is home to Winston Cup champion Dale Jarrett.
Oh, is that who the famous person from your town?
Mm-hmm. And the pig from Green Acres.
Oh! Are they related at all?
That last one's not true.
Okay.
But it's very believable. And sometimes I'll say that as a joke on radio stations, you know, when I'm doing like local press.
See.
I'll go, and the pig from Green Acres. And they go, Arnold? I go, no, Ava Gabor.
Oh, that is.
So I get to call her fat. No.
I don't think there's anybody famous from my hometown. Bo Jackson did get stuck on our exit one time during the blizzard of 93, and he had to stay at the Holiday Inn. So that was kind of like the biggest thing that ever really
Bo
happened.
Jackson, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was during his prime, too.
Yeah,
well,
he was playing baseball and football.
Yeah, he had places to go. So.
Yeah. He's breaking bats over his knee.
Yep.
That guy's amazing. So what happened to his car?
He was on a bus, I think.
And the bus broke down?
It was a blizzard.
Oh, a blizzard.
So he couldn't
go
anywhere. Yeah.
Wow.
So he had to stay at the Holiday Inn, and I think.
Could you get the bow room? Yeah. If you go to the Holiday Inn?
I think it's still, there's like a plaque there or something, I think. Awesome. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, what town are you from?
Calhoun, Georgia.
Calhoun, Georgia.
Yeah, we have a Nike outlet.
That was your first job?
That's where I worked, yeah.
Well, in Hickory, we have a newspaper. It's called the Hickory Daily Record.
Oh, the Daily Record. Does it come out daily?
Yeah, it
wow.
does.
Wow.
Yeah, there's lots happening in Hickory.
See, the Calhoun Times only comes out twice a week, I think.
Oh, man. I make it sound tiny, but it's actually not that small. I mean, it's a city, technically.
My town has grown a lot since we moved there. I mean, it was like there's like 12,000 people when we first moved there. I think there's probably like 60 now.
Yeah, I think we're up to about maybe, I think we're up like to maybe 100.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
There was
small
a road
city.
That opened up. They built this new road not long, well, a while back now, mm-hmm. but like that went straight from Charlotte pretty much to Hickory.
Oh.
And then the property just, people just started pouring out of Charlotte to live cheaper in Hickory. And so that's kind of what happened. But so I'm going to read, we're going to do a little news story.
Yeah.
Hometown news.
Hometown
we're
going to
get
news.
Some theme songs in all these little segments one of these days. That's
that
it.
Was it.
Lock that down. Well, I didn't know you brought that horn with you.
Yeah, thanks.
Where'd you get that?
No, I'm very musical. I know how to. I don't know how to twirl a baton, but I do know how to play the mouth horn.
Is there a picture of you with this baton somewhere?
No, thank
nowhere.
God. I don't think so.
All right,
maybe.
If you find it, that's a throwback Thursday.
Okay,
you gotta put that up. All right, so here's a story I want to read to everybody. This happened in Hickory, North Carolina. Well, it's in the Hickory Daily Record newspaper. So here we go. Police charge Lincolnton woman with stealing lotto tickets.
Now, where's Lincolnton?
It's the
town over.
Town next door, mm-hmm. pretty much. And here's the picture. That's the lady who got caught.
That's a lady?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
I'm happy you said it.
Yeah, that does not look like a lady.
What bathroom do you think she goes to?
I have no idea.
In North Carolina, this is a hot topic.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think she's the reason the NBA All-Star Game isn't there.
Well, here's the story. Cherryville is a town. Okay.
So Cherryville and Lincoln?
Yeah. Cherryville is like a neighborhoody, smaller town within Lincolnton, sort of. Does that make any sense? Like Studio City's in L.A.?
I see. Okay. Okay. In the county.
Right. So here we go. A Cherryville store reported missing lottery tickets during a routine audit of records, according to the press release Monday from the Lincolnton County Sheriff's Office. Jennifer Michelle Taylor, 35, of Lincolnton, an employee at the store, Handy Corner.
Handy Corner.
That's the name of the...
I mean, and she has three female names, Jennifer, Michelle, yeah, and Taylor.
Right. Right. She should be like
at
a recording
Handy
artist.
Corner?
At the Handy Corner.
That sounds
corner.
Like that was your name nickname in high school.
Yeah. Where's Reap? He's over at the Handy Corner giving out hand jobs. That's what they call it, the Handy Corner.
Yeah.
That's an odd name for a store, the Handy Corner. She was charged with one felony account of larceny by okay, I'm reading this exactly how it's typed. I'm going to read the whole sentence again. This is going to take me a minute. Here we go. I've not read it out loud in a long time.
Oh,
here we
man.
Go. Jennifer Michelle Taylor, 35, of Lincolnton, an employee at the store Handy Corner, was charged with one felony count, each of larceny by servants and other employees and possession of stolen goods, according to the release.
Servants? Who?
Right?
By servant.
Who says servants?
I mean, who says
wow.
servants?
Handy Corner.
Do you have to ask?
Do you think? Well, I know who says it. But you don't type it.
I know, right? You just yell it into a pillow when you're angry.
That's an
you
odd
just
choice.
Shout it.
Where's the servants? That's weird.
Oh.
Detective Justin Link was able to obtain video from the store and sent a photo of the suspect to the owner of Handy Corner. The owner identified the suspect as the employee, not servant. Link interviewed Taylor, who confessed to taking the lottery tickets, according to the release.
She confessed.
She did, so that's good for her. Police arrested Taylor on Thursday and took her before a Lincoln County magistrate. That's a weird one. Taylor was placed in the Harvin A. Cruz Detention Center and then released on a $1,500 secured bond.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Did she win anything from the tickets?
I think when she scratched it off, it said, go to jail. Do not collect $200.
I'm always, like, fascinated by scratch. Like, I'm a degenerate gambler.
What do you play?
I'm a slot junkie.
Yeah.
Like, I could just sit at a slot machine all mm-hmm. night. Like, I'm very excited about going to Minneapolis tomorrow.
Well, is there a casino up there?
Mystic Lake is like, and they have a shuttle from the Mall of America, which is where I'm playing.
You're in. You're going.
Yeah, I'm out.
What, do you have a certain, like, level of money? Like, are you the one to have the card? Like, you stick the card in the machine and it just has
I usually
your credits?
Put cards.
Yeah.
I usually get the card from the casino itself just because you get points and stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
So usually I do that in Vegas or like San Manuel.
Right. Being a loyal customer, you get a free hotel room maybe.
Yeah, but you also get like free slot play.
Deals.
A lot. So anyway, yeah. So I have a game that I play all the time, which is...
Do you pick a certain machine? Do you go Wheel of Fortune? Do you go...
That's the game. I play these... I like the games that have four... four screens at once. You can play four games at once.
Oh, so that's complicated.
I like Wicked Winnings and Miss Kitty. Those are the ones I like.
I like Miss Kitty.
Yeah, I like the bonuses. And my mom's the same way. My mom, we always thought
How
my dad was like the
that?
Degenerate gambler, but it's my mom.
But your mom.
Yeah, and now she admitted that to me.
You get you're mostly like your mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, I don't know. I'm a lot like both of them in many ways, uh-huh. You know, whereas, you know. My dad's more of the drinker.
Okay, so I'm seeing what's going on here.
But you know what? I have like my mom can sew, and I don't know how to do that at all. But my dad is a little bit more handy, and yeah. I think just living alone for so long, I'm kind of handy.
Yeah,
just because I've had to be.
You got to go to the handy corner.
I'm telling you. I'm
well,
handsy.
That's I gamble only when I go to Vegas. But I'll sit at a blackjack table, the bare minimum one, five. If they have a $5 bet, that's where I'm sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, I play penny slots, but it's $2 a spin. So, yeah.
What's the most you've ever won?
The most I've ever won was $2,500
nice.
On a slot machine.
Nice.
Yeah, and but then I've lost. You know, it always evens out.
That's right. It always evens out.
The house wins. But I feel like... Like lotto tickets in the South. Like,
yeah.
I feel like when I first moved to LA, I started hearing people say things that I never heard before, which was, when I make it, I'm going to get a house.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a boat, you know.
Yeah.
But in the South, it was always when I win the lottery.
When the lottery.
I'm going to get a
That's
boat
right.
and a jet ski. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to buy a neighborhood and
yeah.
I'm going to have all my friends live there.
What would you do if you won the lottery?
I've thought about that.
Me too.
I mean, as soon as you buy the ticket, you're like, what is
Oh, here it goes.
What?
I've had dreams where I win it.
Yeah.
Like Powerball.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh. In my head, I do the math of the taxes when I'm buying it. I'm like, okay. So I'll get half.
Well, the first
and
thing
I would need to.
Right, you're doing that in your head,
uh-huh.
and you're also thinking like, well, I don't think I'd tell everybody at first.
Yeah, no,
I
no,
probably
no.
Would
I also
to,
think
I wouldn't get the ticket under my name. I'd build this weird corporate name, and then I'd go that way, so no one could chase me down for money.
No, see, I think if I win it, I would just put it where, like, I put it in a safe space, and then I'd just drive straight to Sacramento before I told anybody that I won.
Uh huh.
Going to just go straight to the
Sacramento.
Lottery offices. I'm assuming that's where
they're Oh, right, right, because it's California lottery.
That would be...
I thought maybe you had a guy in Sacramento.
A tax guy?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No. I would go straight there and then turn it in, and then once I'd done the paperwork, then I would tell people.
I think, for me, I would want to be around water, either a lake, a river, or the ocean. I want to... That's the next house. That I'm going to get one
okay.
of these days when I win the lottery.
Okay.
That's what I would do. We're at 47 minutes, guys.
When I win.
When I win.
Okay, well, then I'll do this next segment, which...
We can save it for the next one.
Okay.
If you want.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying that might be smarter.
Yeah, I don't want to overdose people with our time. I think.
Yeah.
I think I want to give people.
Well, this is the first one. I think, Aaron's shaking his head. I think he likes it. So how do we end this puppy? Do we just start playing the song again, Chicken Fried?
I think that's probably what we should do.
Well, wait, you go ahead and start playing it, and I will I'll talk over that. Thank you all for checking us out. I know a lot of people are just cruising over here, seeing what this Fried podcast is all about with John and Sarah. We appreciate you doing it, and if you like it, spread the word, tell all your friends, share it, repost it, and I hope you have a great day.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know.